This is St. Louis Public Radio. The contest for St. Louis County Executive has been almost invisible since last summer's nasty Democratic primary that broke spending records. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis looks at the general election lineup.
Democratic incumbent Steve Stenger faces three opponents on the November 6th ballot: Republican Paul Berry III, Libertarian Nicholas Kassoff, and Constitution Party nominee Andrew Ostrowski. Stenger admits he hasn't done much campaigning.
It's more low-key than the primary was. I, of course, and my team never take anything for granted.
Most of the attention has centered on Stenger's continued fights with the county council, controlled by fellow Democrats. Stenger downplays the disputes.
Those kind of micro-politics really don't play into whether the business of government gets done. Because the business of government gets done because I think we all have in our hearts an interest in doing the people's business.
If elected to a second term, Stenger says he will continue to focus on economic development. Republican rival Berry is a former bail bondsman who admits serious personal financial problems.
None of us are perfect candidates, but they're going to have to weigh, you know, what I would call deliberate and intentional fleecing of St. Louis County by Steve Stenger versus the personal debt that I have in my plan to repay.
Berry says he's planning to run ads during the final week. Stenger says he's thinking about it. I'm Joe Manis, St. Louis Public Radio.